You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
The best of inspirational music and conversation radio, brand new day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I'm your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Virtue with Free, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, brand new day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Yo, you ready to do this?
Part of me, oh, finally I had to let it all is Dr. Kristen Guillory, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it goes down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure. We will be sure. Oh, glory.
Glory.
Oh. Now the war is not over, victory isn't won, but we'll fight on to the finish, and then when it's all done, we'll cry glory, oh glory, oh,
glory.
We'll cry glory, oh glory, oh.
For every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
Common and John Legend with Glory, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. In one of the most classic books by Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities, there is a line from it saying, "It was the best of times and the worst of times." I wanted to talk to you about the glory of a new beginning. During this time, as we are faced with the realities of a global pandemic, civil unrest, and police brutality, those words from the quote mentioned above ring ever so true. However, this is a perfect opportunity to shift your mindset and perspective. Romans 8 and 18 declares, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us." Whatever has not worked or whatever you may have lost during this time, you have the opportunity to examine and adjust. What you lost cannot be compared to what's coming. The sky is the limit. You just have to position yourself accordingly. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tuned in. But first, here's Believe in Me by Michelle Williams, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Baby, baby, You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue, and now it's time for the Renewed Heart segment, Recharge. This past week was a sort of rough week. In addition to COVID numbers rising, my own personal battles with my father enduring an injury that requires that we provide him with extra care, the racism that continues to plague us, and one of my friends passing away made it an extremely tough week for my family. It's been rough, but God's been faithful. I would imagine we've all endured something this past week, even if it was just the stress of knowing our world is in complete chaos right now. In Psalm 62, 1 through 2, David says, "I wait quietly before God, for my victory comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will never be shaken." I have to admit, I found myself becoming overwhelmed at times because I added to the things that were happening around me by watching and listening to things that helped to add stress. I want to encourage you today to put it down. Stay informed. Stay connected with others. But put down whatever things are taking over your daily thoughts. Do not let them overpower you. Do not let them be your God or control you. Find solace in the Word of God. Surround yourself with positivity and peace by doing things that are enjoyable. Maybe reading an inspirational book, cooking, working in the yard, finding a new craft or a new hobby. Allow yourself a few brief minutes to get caught up on news, but find more time to dwell on the good news of Christ. I don't know about you, but I've learned that when I allow the other stuff to constantly stay on my television, radio, or computer, or in what I read, I become short with my friends, or maybe even some loved ones. And I recognize that while I may not be fearful, I am soaking up the anxiety of the world when I allow myself to be overwhelmed by too many burdensome things that I cannot control. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." Certainly, there is work to do, but we cannot do the work with a broken spirit. Let's look to God for restoration and for hope. Let's recharge in the Lord. That's our Renewed Heart segment for today.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. To share with you a wonderful person who can masterfully discuss our topic for today, Journey to Freedom. Let's welcome author, advocate, and consultant, Dr. Katera Davenport King, to the Brand New Day family. Dr. Katera, are you with us? There's always, we're a little ahead of our schedule than we typically are. But so Deanne, and us thinking about.
I'm here.
Okay. Hi, Dr. Katera. How are you?
I'm good. It's Dr. Ketra.
Ketra, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Please forgive me. No, rule of thumb is when I, as a journalist, I always ask that question, pronunciation of names. And so I humbly apologize, but we all have been human. So,
yes.
Dr. King, thank you again for joining us. So we'll just dive right in. Deanne and I are, again, both excited to have you on today. So we want you just to tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay. Hi. First of all, thank you so much for inviting me to be a guest to your show. I just count it an honor And so I appreciate the offer and extend the grace. But my name is Dr. King. Dr. Keetra is what I go by. And my three areas, I'm an author. I am getting ready to release my first book on Tuesday, Seeing Beyond the Shattered Glass. Yes,
yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise God for that. It has been a long journey, so I am releasing that book on Tuesday. I'm an advocate. It's who I am in regards to ministry. I started Life After Advocacy Group in 2004. It's a nonprofit organization where we help women, men, and children who have been victims of sexual abuse and who are now survivors trying to reacclimate to just being free. And in consultant, my part of me is basically business. I that's my vocation. So I help other businesses, 501c3s and sole proprietorships and LLCs get established in those areas. So that's a little bit about me.
Awesome. So tell me, what inspired you to write Seeing Beyond Shattered Glass?
Well, my inspiration for Seeing Beyond the Shattered Glass came by way of just my life and my story. I started this journey of writing this fictional. It's a fictional story, but it is a memoir because there are a lot of truths in the book, but I decided to write it in a fictional format. But what was my inspiration behind it was just my story. I was a childhood victim of sexual abuse. I had to walk through that journey of forgiveness and to become free. And so I have helped many individuals, whether they were men or women or in children who have been victimized by sexual abuse. And so I've shared my stories on different platforms, but I know God had just been pressing and pushing and encouraging me to just put it to paper. And again, this journey started 15 years ago, and I finally birthed it out, and I'm just so grateful for that opportunity.
Awesome.
Great. So, Dr. Keetra, this is Deanne Lax, co-host Deanne Lax.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. My message or my question is, what message do you want the reader to take away from the story, from Seeing Beyond Shattered Glass?
Well, the platform of the story is that I hope it's one to empower and inspire the reader and to be able to become liberated of any unforgiveness or anything that has plagued their life to keep them from, one, arriving to total freedom. And if it is not their story, you know, it's always, if it is not your story, my hope is that it will empower you to inspire someone to read the story to be liberated. That is my hope for it. Again, when I wrote this book, it was just really just to say it out and hopefully it was minister to someone's heart.
Yeah. Now, was it hard for you to forgive your perpetrator? Well, first of all, let me ask, how old were you when you became a victim?
Well, the abuse began when I was 5 years old, and it went on to I was around 11, and my perpetrator, my abuser, was my biological father.
Okay.
And so when the question is asked, was it hard for me to forgive him? Well, I think that it kind of goes twofold because, one, he was my daddy, you know, and I use
right.
that term daddy because he was my daddy.
Right.
And when you, any young girl, you know, you say daddy's girl, you tend to admire your father. So therefore, you had that emotion, right? And then you have the other emotion is that I was operating in such a dysfunctional relationship with my daddy that I thought it was functional because I never knew any different. So I never hardened my heart with him, because I loved him genuinely, as any girl would. And so, although I realized as I matriculated in age that was not right, I still love my daddy. So it wasn't hard for me to forgive him because I never hardened my heart.
Right. Good. Okay.
That in and of itself is, I can only imagine. That's a lot to contend with. And Dr. Keetra, we are so happy to have you with us on today.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Stick around. stick around. We've got some more questions for you, but we're going to go to a song. You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio as we talk to author, advocate, and consultant, Dr. Katara Porter.
Dr. Keetra. We okay with that.
Okay.
She gave
with
you a
Dr.
new name.
Keetra.
Yes.
It's all good. Here on the Brand New Day family, we are very transparent. So all of us have those days. So give it up to me for being 42 on today. The number is 563-999-3456. We would love to hear your questions and comments, but first here's Layla Hathaway with Let Go.
Thank you.
for the Live Smart segment here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. July is National Mental Health Awareness Month, Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. Now more than ever, it is incumbent that we take care of our mental health. I want to talk or encourage you to break the silence, break the cycle. Unfortunately, in minority communities, there are many stigmas about seeing counselors and therapists. We must eradicate this stigma in communities of color. Additionally, we know that COVID-19 has had a profound and unprecedented impact along with all of the things in our daily lives, and that includes civil unrest and police brutality and racial inequality. We also have to consider social distancing, unemployment, sudden loss. They are all drastic changes that can bring what feels like an unbearable stress and anxiety into anyone's life. This is on top of communities of color just being who we are. The scripture says in Proverbs, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. You do not need to suffer in silence. I want to encourage you to visit the Lawrence Henson Foundation website, Boris L. Henson Foundation.org. Again, that website is www.borislhensonfoundation.org, founded by actress Taraji P. Henson. For more information and resources, she has some excellent information. Also, log on to www.minorityhealth.hhs.gov. That's our Live Smart segment. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. We are here with Dr. Keitra discussing our topic, Journey to Freedom. And so, Deanne, I know you had some additional questions you wanted to ask.
Yeah, well, I have one in particular. I know that many families are impacted by sexual abuse, and we're just not open to discussing those issues. And Dr. Keitra, I would imagine that the revelation of what happened to you at such a young age possibly created some type of strain or some type of rift in the family. I don't know, but I want to ask, did it? And if so, does it still? And if you are able to overcome that, if your family was able to get through that, you know, was there a process? What was that process?
All right. That's a great question. Thank you so much. But, yeah, I agree that that is a variable. And when you start talking about taboo situations, and sexual abuse is definitely one of those. However, in my case, I have what I call a unique story, and I hope that you'll get the book and you'll be able to read the journey. But what it is that my parents were married at the time, and then my parents were divorced, and so my dad, you know, I went to visit my dad, and this kind of transpired mainly on those summer visits. But I can't tell you that. You know, there's a strain, I guess, when I told my mom, she didn't believe me, you know. She believed me. And
yeah.
I think for me, that made me feel good because my mother believed me, even when my dad denied it. And again, I don't want to tell too much because I actually wrote the whole story. I wrote it. Again, it is a fiction, but when you read it, you would definitely get the gist of the momentum of it. But yes, my father, he in a nutshell, he denied it then, and then he apologized later. So I can just tell you that much. So So therefore, forgiveness has been a root. And I think that your topic for this show, Journey to Freedom, I think is very fitting because it is a journey to get to freedom. For me, I think that in order to become total free and free to receive freedom, we have to be able to cut it, cut what has been had us bound and cut what has had us held into some type of entrapment. And when we're able to do that, we're able to transcend. Yes, people are going to hurt you along the way, whether it's by way of sexual abuse, domestic violence, physical abuse, rape, molestation, whatever it is. But it's not the action that they do. It's how we overcome it. And I think that is basically, that's my foundation. That has been my level of forgiveness to my journey to freedom.
Awesome. Yeah. So my question to you is, I somewhat know the answer to it. Do you advocate counseling for victims of sexual abuse, and why? Because you may have specific reasons other than the general reasons that most people would recommend it.
Well, yes, and again, that's a good question. My foundation, Life After Advocacy Group, is a premise for that. We are a nonprofit, which is a liaison for the victim to have a space to, one, speak out against what has happened to them and what has transpired in their life. And through that, while we are going through our program, then we are connecting them with counselors, because I am a strong advocate of counseling and getting counseling. And so, therefore, when you read my book, you'll see that you'll probably enjoy the setting. But, yes. So I am all about being an advocate about counseling. Myself went to counseling, and I'm always encouraging, not just for this, but for any manner, because mental health, as you just stated in your earlier segment, mental health is very important, and we have to be able to massage it and condition the actions of mental health. So I definitely support it.
Awesome. So as we've been highlighting, or where we started this month with highlighting Journey to Freedom, what is your personal roadmap to restoration?
Well, I have what I call the 3 P's to restoration that I try to encourage not only myself, but those who I counsel or meet with. And let me just make sure I get those to you in the exact form, because I know sometimes when we're talking, it may not always come out right. Amen. So let me just make sure I get it to you right. So my 3 P's to restoration, and they go is like this. We have to purge, according to Isaiah 6:7. We have to purge it. You have to be able to get it out. That means speak out so it can be identified. And then when you can get it out and it's identified, then you have to be able to admit that it happened. Admit that someone hurt you. So you're going to purge. That means identify. You're going to be pruned. You're going to admit it. And then you're going to be purified, and that's when you can accept what happened to you. And so, therefore, that is my process. That's my roadmap. That's what I did, is that I had to, one, identify what happened to me. Two, I had to be able to admit what happened to me and then accept it. That don't mean I like it, but I accept it so I can be able to be free.
It's like medicine. We know it's good for us, but we don't necessarily like how it tastes.
Right. And we can't be ashamed of the things that have happened to us, because whenever Satan activates whatever sin that transpired in our lives, he puts that on us with a place of shame. So you have to first be able to stand boldly in it, to like, I know this happened to me. And I think that was very valid with co-host Deanne, right? She said is that we don't want to speak on certain things, but the enemy only has control in silence. So when you're speaking about a thing, then therefore there's your freedom. You're gaining freedom. Every time you speak about it, you're trampling over the enemy's trap that he has for your life. So you got to speak truth, and you got to speak your truth, because that's your voice.
Yeah. And that's so difficult, because so many families, and I include my family in this as well, that overcoming the hard part, that tough part, and standing in the truth, you know, okay, we know what it is, and let's walk on and attempting to exercise some type of forgiveness, that allows us to be free from this guilt and this shame. That's a hard road to toe. And for me, in my family, it hasn't been easy, but and I could tell you more about the situation. It doesn't directly affect me. It affects more of someone else in my family, but it's still connected to me. But the strain has been so great over the years. It's been about 10 years ago, 11 years ago, actually. The strain has been so great over the years that our visiting is not as frequent as it was prior to it happening. And then since then, my mother, who was like the glue to the family, passed on. And so, you know, it's just a very strange situation. But even though it did not happen to me per se, it affected me greatly because I was kind of in the center of it all. I wasn't the victim, I wasn't the perpetrator, but I was in the center. So, and I had to put myself in a place of forgiving, and I chose to do that. But sometimes it's still hard for the whole family to connect and just be like and act like nothing ever happened. And so that's when it's like, hey, you got to go to your war room and you got to put on your war clothes, because that spirit, that uncomfortable spirit, you know that's not of God. you know that something else trying to come in and attack, the enemy trying to come in and attack the relationships that are built there, and that's not of God. So it's still hard.
Yeah, and that's a very valid point. I do want to just say, you know, when we're speaking, you know, we are definitely breaking the enemy's hold on our silence. And so, you know, your journey to freedom helps you, victims, to realize the struggle has no hold on the outcome. And it is. And I mean, that's my mantra. I mean, that's everywhere. Anything you read, my web, my book, you will see the struggle has no hold on the outcome, because that's what God gave me many years ago. But I just want to encourage you. And you made a valid point in when you made the statement that you were not the victim, you were not the perpetrator. However, and I've taught this, is that although you may not have been victimized, but you've been victimized by the victim. And that's how this abuse and any other form of oppression of abuse affects families. Because, my husband may not ever been in a family that was victim, had sexual abuse in his family. However, but if I was still broken when he met me, right, he would have been in a place where he now would have became a victim of a victim.
Exactly.
So therefore, now you're being victimized by a victim. So you just victimized, just like the victim, because you have to deal with the residue. You have to deal with the residue of what they're dealing with, and that's what you're dealing with right now. But when you speak to that thing, when you speak truth to it, when you stand boldly before the Lord said we have to stand boldly before Him.
Yes.
So we have to know who we are. And if you are still in a submitted and a timid way, then you're not standing boldly before the Lord. So that means you're giving the enemy space to do whatever he's going to do.
You're giving
the enemy space to be able to destroy relationships. You're giving the enemy space to not mend relationships. You're giving the enemy space to hold on to unforgiveness. You got to take back that authority.
Wow.
You got to take it back. And you got to stand boldly before the Lord. And the only way you're going to do that is admit that thing and know it happened. You can't hide secrets. You can't hide things and just act like it never happened. When my father asked me to forgive him, I said to him clearly, I'm glad that you asked me to forgive you, but I forgave you a long time ago, because in order for me to be who I am, to do what I had to cut it.
Yeah.
But thank you, because the forgiveness was for you, because I didn't want you to go to your grave. Mm. So it was for you. So I'm glad that you released it. That was my prayer. I have people in my circle. I have great mentors, and they pray with me. They walk with me. They speak into my life. And those ones were praying with me so he can be free.
Wow.
Because, again, I started this off there, and I love my daddy.
Yes.
And even in all his dysfunction, I love him.
Yes.
Because love conquers all, amen? That's the word.
Amen.
This is good.
If love conquers all, then I know that God got it. And so therefore, Lord, I love him, but I hate the sin, but I love him.
Yeah.
And I hate that all that he's done to me and bestowed upon me. So what I encourage you to do is stand boldly before the Lord. Go into your war room that you said. And you lay down before the Lord. And when you come out of that war room, see, you can't go in the war room and stay in the room and pray and then come out and be timid. Which one are you going? You got to make a decision. Either you're going to come out with the armor on, ready to go through the battle, or you going to say, I'm going to the war room. Yeah, I'm just going to keep going to the war room, but I ain't coming out with no strength, no confidence, no boldness.
Right.
So you got to make a decision. Which one you going to do is the question. Which one it is.
Right.
And once you be able to walk in that thing, you'll be able to become the journey to freedom, which is the topic of your segment today. You'll be able to walk into that freedom.
I know one of the things that I said back then, I said, you know, Lord, I know you didn't bring us this far to leave us. I just kept thinking about that. James Cleveland, I feel no ways tired. I know you have not brought us here to just leave us here in distress. So
No, he will not.
No, you got to.
And you got to apply that thing, though. Because he walks with us. He talks with us. He knows all the things about us. But you got to apply it. The word is only as good as our application.
Yeah. Right.
We can quote scriptures all day, but do we apply them?
Absolutely.
I can tell you all day,
but application is just data.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
You know, if I just keep saying Jeremiah 29:11, which is my favorite scripture, but if I don't believe that the Lord knows the plans that he has for me, what good is it?
Yes.
You have to walk into that thing and walk into that journey because it freedom is a journey. And I just say, I'm so glad, I'm so grateful that the Lord saved me a long time ago.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm so happy for that.
Thank
I'm so,
you.
You know,
Thank
I'm
you,
so
Lord.
Glad that he just said, you know, daughter, you free.
Yeah.
And remember the things that we go through in our life, the enemy, you know, the enemy wants us to stay silent. He wants us to stay silent because he has control over our silence. He has no control over our voice. When you start speaking and saying, then now you have the victory because in Christ Jesus, we have victory.
Yes.
You have the power.
Yes,
you take your power back. Amen.
Yes, so
praise
so
Jesus.
I don't know about Emily, but you said some things. And they were very poignant. And I'm very, like, I know... Like I said, I'm on the side of, hey, God's got it. Everything going to be all right. We can walk in this. But you know, with dealing with other fleshly beings, of feeling like, you know, the confidence of the Lord is not all the way there. And so I'm the kind where, hey, everybody, y'all need to come on in the room. Come on and have dinner and just sit here in our uncomfortableness and just work it out. But, you know, that's what God is putting me, but I'm
prayers of the righteous. I wanted to say prayers of the righteous avail us much. Your prayers can deliver all of them. Your prayers can release all the chains in abundance. You can, your prayers can, your laboring.
Definitely.
So keep praying.
Yes, I will.
Keep praying and keep believing the Lord for freedom.
Yeah. Thank
awesome.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Praise Jesus.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'll say not my, but our dear Sorrel, we are so grateful to have you here on today.
Yes.
So grateful for you joining us. And so for our listening audience, we want to know where they can reach out to you online as well as social media. And most importantly, on Tuesday, we need to know, or even now, because I know that you have pre-orders going on, we want to make sure that you sell out and become one on whatever platform of best-selling you are on.
Praise Jesus.
So seeing beyond the shattered glass, we want to make sure that we make this book a number one bestseller. So tell us all that information so that our listening audience can follow you and purchase that book.
All right. First of all, thank you both so much for having me. Thank you. I, you know, sisterly love, all that. I love that. You can reach me on all social media platforms. on Facebook is Arthur at Dr. Keetra. You can, and Instagram is Arthur Dr. Keetra, and Twitter is Dr. Keetra, I believe. I'm all three, so just put in Arthur Dr. Keetra, and you can find me. To get the book, I'm so excited. You can go to my website, www.drkeetra.com. So it's really easy. Dr. Keetra, everything, you should be able to be fine. And you can go in, not only you can go in and pre-order your book, you can go in and get a sneak preview of my book. I did put the prologue is out there. You can go read it and get a little taste of what the book is going to be. So you just go to www.drkeetra.com. And you can reach me by email if you want to. You can also chat with me on my website. How about that? I wanted to be able to engage because I'm awesome and I'm an engaging person. So if you want to just chat with me, you can reach with me. You can chat with me on my website. You can go in and say chat with Dr. Keetra, and I usually respond immediately. And we can chat, you know, talk whatever we need to do. Or you can email at info@drkeetra.com. That's very simple. So it has been an honor today, and I just appreciate this fellowship.
Awesome. Dr. Keetra, thank you again. And we would love to have you come back at any time. So please know that you have an open invitation whenever you want to use this platform to engage with our listening audience. And we hope that you have a wonderful and prosperous rest of your week. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. What a wonderful conversation we had.
Thank you.
It's time for Fearless Family segment with Deanne Lax.
Hey, y'all. So today we are talking about wisdom over wants. The prudent or the wise see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Proverbs 22:3. Family. We have a major decision to make over the next few weeks regarding our children and some of them returning to school. So parents who are working outside of the home may really have an even more difficult choice to make. Family, how they should feel or what the best decision is for them. However, returning to school, to play dates, to traveling vacations, has the potential to leave our nation at risk, or at least that's what we've been told according to the news and the CDC. So today, we will pray. We will pray for God's wisdom to prevail, for his discernment to take precedence, and his will for our lives to be loud and clear. We know that our economy is down, we may be out of work, and that we may be missing friends and loved ones. And our children may be missing school and their friends, and we don't want them to miss out on the necessary connections with teachers and schoolmates. And we also know that our health is our wealth. And if we seek God for guidance regarding the very important details in our life right now, he will be sure to provide the best answer. We know what we want. God gives us freedom to make choices. Therefore, for what we need to live free, let's choose wisdom over want.
Thank you, Deanne, for this week's Fearless Family segment. So awesome. Wisdom over want. Can you just imagine how better off we would be if we would just do that? You know what I'm saying? To choose wisdom over our wants and our desires, especially those desires that don't amount to very much.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I'm going to be a little transparent. We have a shutdown. We had a shutdown a couple months ago, and now we're probably on the verge of going into another shutdown. Now, to me, that seems like discernment speaking loud and clear. Or God speaking loud and clear, God's discernment speaking loud and clear. However, I am not, I'm just me, you know, and you're just you. And while I might say that these children over here in my household will do online classes until they can't,
or, you know, I might have people who can help in that area while they school online or whatever the case is, or do homeschooling or bring somebody in to teach. I know that's not everybody's situation. So I think that those of us who are in the or who are able, kind of sit down right now and not have to go out to work, but just go to the store or whatever we can do, that we just take advantage of staying at home right now, so that so when the time comes, we won't have to be in a position to make a difficult choice, but one that is a wise choice.
Well, I understand and I agree with that. But you know what? As an educator, I want us to consider everybody, the
right,
children,
exactly.
and everybody else. So we have to be mindful of everybody involved. So,
exactly.
But we're so glad to be back with you guys. You know, we've been on holiday and taking some much needed time off to kind of rest and rejuvenate, but we are officially back. We're going to have new content for you guys. So thank you for sticking with us. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we are at the end of our show. We want you to remember to tune in to Shine Lord Radio at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight, and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. We would love to hear from you. Please email us with your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us what you are doing on your journey to freedom. So let's recap. Our first start segment was The Glory of a New Beginning. Our Renewed Heart segment was Recharge. Our Live Smart segment was Break the Silence, Break the Cycle. Our Feel This Family segment was Wisdom Over Want. God, we thank you and we bless you. We ask you, God, to cover us as we journey to freedom, to live as you would have us to live and walk out our daily walk and our daily conversation. Lord God, give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to do everything that you've called us to do. God, allow us to walk in authority, a walk in obedience, and walk in favor. We speak Luke 2:52 over all of our lives. We're walking in wisdom and stature and favor with men and with you, O God. And we thank you, Lord God, for giving us a peace that passes all understanding. In your son's name we pray. Amen. We would like to leave you with an inspirational quote from former President Franklin D. Roosevelt. In the truest sense, freedom cannot be bestowed. It must be achieved. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Jermaine Dolly, featuring Miranda Curtis with Pull Us Through.
People are dying, and people are crying for a savior to come and save us from this world. Now, God, I'm calling your name, 'cause my world does need change. In Jesus' name.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.